All right, woo, school's out. Yeah, what a year. Now what? My school year was very productive and a lot of hard work. Now it has ended. I no longer have class or homework. I have almost 3 months of free time to do whatever I want. Sounds great, right? Well, the first few weeks of my vacation didn't turn out the way I expected. During the first week of summer vacation, it was very difficult for me to relax. I felt so finicky having these flashback reminders of assignments that I didn't have. I felt like I had to get something done when I didn't have to. I didn't expect to have to take time to adjust to having free time. I guess since I was in a routine of doing homework, working on projects, and going to class, it felt very sudden to end that routine and have 3 months to do whatever I want. While trying to adjust to the free time, I fell into complete boredom. However, like anyone else, I don't like to stay bored. So I logged onto my laptop, opened Microsoft Word, and started making summer plans. Here are some of my summer plans. Keep a journal, slash diary, fully defined career choice, design room, dye my hair naturally by sun bleaching, workout regime every day, workout regimen every day, going to the library, read one book a week, make a portfolio online or offline. As you can see, I made these productive plans. This helped me look forward to an enjoyable and productive summer, and not an empty 3 month period of boredom. However, my first priority became movie watching. For the first 2 weeks of summer vacation, I had a movie marathon. I almost watched a movie every evening in the first 2 weeks of my summer break. I watched Twilight, Transformers 2, Star Trek, Monsters vs. Aliens, V for Vendetta, 17 again, The Long Kiss Goodnight, and the list goes on and on. In addition to watching movies, I also watch creative comical YouTube videos produced by users known as Happy Flip, Kev Jumba, and Wong Fu Productions. Their videos are hilarious. I was a real movie video junkie. As you can see, I didn't immediately distance myself from my laptop, even though it was my portal to school every day. I usually watched media at night. During the day, though, I found a way to earn some pocket money. I'm part of a large family, and like any other large family, we need to maintain a clean house. So this summer, I arranged with my mother to become the family domestic worker. I worked twice a week, Monday and Wednesday. I did laundry, dishes, swept, mopped, cleaned countertops and glass cabinets, and waxed the wood furniture. My mom made sure my services were worth paying for. Sometimes I didn't feel like working because I was sleepy or because it was really hot. In those cases, I would either arrange to work another day that week or just bear with it. But working at home and getting paid in cash at the end of the week felt rewarding. When I finished working in late July, I earned 1,346 TP and 224 US dollars. I was satisfied and happy with my earnings. I was satisfied and happy with my learnings. Finally, in late July, I started getting involved in some summer camps. The first camp I got involved in was art camp. My two little brothers, sister, and I went to art camp almost every day of the week. Our art teacher is from Eritrea. She is a friend of the family and culturally conscious, it was a very eye-opening experience because we weren't only learning art, but also learning how to create images of our people and ourselves in an artistic manner. It was also great to have a teacher that we could connect with culturally. In the evenings, my little brother went to swimming with his swim team, which I was convinced to join by his swim instructor and some of my friends who were on the team. Almost a week later, we participated in a free football camp, otherwise known as soccer camp, that was very well funded. Lunch and water was provided. It was a very enjoyable camp. I met some interesting people, and my football skills improved. I think I also got a tan from being in the sun every day. On the weekends and during some other spare time, I did some interior designing. I started designing my room. I looked up designing tips online. Here are some tips I made the most use of. Make use of furniture and materials you have at home and avoid spending. Rearranging a room can make a dramatic difference to a room when designing. I followed these two tips and they worked very well for me. I worked on rearranging my room almost every weekend for 3 weeks. I also found some pieces of furniture to use in my room. I acquired a desk, chair, and some baby pictures. Once I finished rearranging the furniture, I started making some posters. I made 2 posters at home and 5 average-sized posters and 1 large poster at my art camp. The large poster piece is a tracing of my body with a collage background, and the body tracing has rich brown skin wearing collaged African clothing and black locks with brown highlights. My little brother, sister, and art teacher helped me color in the background. It's a wonderful piece that is a reflection of me. So I hung those posters up and a few other posters in my room. I also hung up a calendar and 2 mirrors. I am very happy with the way my room turned out. It's better than I expected. Now that I have a lovely environment to relax in, I remembered that there was one more thing I wanted to take care of before school starts. I wanted to fully define my career choice. I knew I wanted to do something in the science field. I just didn't know what discipline specifically. After explaining my interest to my mom, to my mother, I realized that I'm interested in chemical engineering and ethnobotany, which is a botanist that researches different species of plant life. It was a relief to finally figure out what I wanted to do as a career. I defined my career choice in the last month of summer break. It was such a long and fun summer. I enjoyed this summer vacation. It was a productive, active, artistic, creative, and relaxing. In addition to having fun, I learned quite a bit. I sharpened my art skills, I improved in football and swimming, I learned to design a room, and I figured out what I wanted to pursue in my future. I had a very satisfying summer. I was ready for school when it started, and I'm looking forward to this 2009-2010 school year. I'm very excited about opportunities and future experiences in the new year 2010.
Good job, Masha. I really liked your story, and I thought that your transitions were really smooth, and the only thing I would have done differently is had you know where you have like 1, 2, 3, and 4, I would have just had that in a paragraph form. Also, I think that your conclusion could have been a little bit stronger based on, you know, the writings that I have read from you in the past, as far as just, you know, more of a zinger in it, you know, just something special to leave the audience with, but I liked it. Good job.
Okay. Good job, Masha. I thought it was really good paper. I like the way that you put in details about what you learned and everything, and stuff that you got off the internet, like what you were really doing and everything. It was like really honest and, again, you know, you're talking about the movie binge and everything. Like Akil said, I would change the fact that it was in list form. I would put it more so in paragraph form. And I'll make the conclusion stronger. Like you said, just a little stronger, you know, leave it like with the zinger, go to get to the heart of the matter, all that stuff. And I will check that in my introduction kit. But I think you did a good job.
In discipline, you didn't have another I between the C and the P. It was just like a space. So I noticed that the last time I didn't get to tell you.
Anything else you like? Anything you like about this? Nasha, why don't you say what you like about what you wrote and what options for yourself as you reflect on it, what might you have done differently? First, what do you like about it?
Okay, well, what I like about it is the different subjects that I talked about. I liked how I went from the media that I watched during the summer, and then I went on to my summer job, and then designing my room and fully defining my career. So I like that there's a subject for each paragraph of my summer break. I also like the flow of it. I like the transitions and I like the smooth flow. One thing that I would have done differently, that I might do differently next time, is I was just trying something different with sort of listing the conclusion, just like I listed the just like I made lists in the other in the beginning of my paragraph. I was doing the same thing for the conclusion, so sort of comparing what I planned to do and what I actually did do in the list. So I was trying something different with that. But I think next time I'll just use the regular paragraph form for the conclusion. And like Akilah said, maybe build up the conclusion a little bit more. But otherwise, I'm pretty satisfied with it, yeah.
I like the list at the beginning. I agree in the conclusion. I think you can definitely make it work in terms of at the beginning to list them. One of the things that lists tend to do is to have you get straight to it. Sometimes you want to be more creative to help people remember it, in which case lists don't work as well, because lists just tend to have us like go straight to the facts, boom, 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 which is okay. Sometimes you really need that. Particularly short lists are good. But the list at the beginning is okay. The only issue with that would be if you wanted to be more creative about how you would say those. But that's okay. In the conclusion, it gets to be like, I did this, and I did this, and I did this, and bye, y'all. Okay. And so that's I concur with. If it were me, I would not make the list in the conclusion. I would want to have it be so that it's a little more warm fuzzy. Also, lists, you know, tend to make us think a little bit more formal. Okay, and in a narrative essay, if I use lists, I'd make them short, and definitely wouldn't put them in the conclusion. I like the way your writing flowed, like your story. I really like the use of "I felt so finicky." I think it was great. One, there is alliteration. Felt and finicky is a good piece of alliteration there, and finicky is just something that's so it just kind of, I got a good picture of you as reading that, of your being there, and also like your, you know, listing the movies, and you know, you watch the movie every evening, and that whole process, it seems like I was with you when you says, "Oh, I gotta stop this. I gotta go ahead and get a plan for my summer." So that was very good. And your imagery at the pool, and your imagery as a domestic worker for your home, all that was really great in terms of me seeing it. Okay. If it were me, I would study the 11 comma rules again, and I want to just point out a couple, because it's about time for us to go to the next class that starts. And where would we be? We probably would be right in here, so we'll transition to test prep. But others of you who are here can also learn a little bit from this. This is Nasha's paper that we're looking at. Let me go to there. Hold on, Nasha. First foremost, hello, Mama Bantu. We're transitioning into test prep, but one of the parts of test prep is also essay writing, and we're looking at a writing by Nasha, and we're looking at it. And I'm not going to go a lot into detail because I've written some of this down that I'll send it to you, but I think everybody it can be a little bit instructive. Nasha, I concur with everybody. It's a great look into your summer, and there are a lot of great elements to it. All right, you hear that? All right, and now I want us to look in the second sentence, third sentence. Well, my school year is very productive and a lot of hard work. Now it has ended. I no longer have a class or homework. I have almost 3 months to do whatever. And I want you to check whether whatever goes together or whatever needs to be separate. Okay, I want you to make that. At the beginning of well, the next sentence, I think a comma would be there, and I want you to see if you can tell me why. And we'll just talk a little bit here. I think a comma would be work well there. And let's see here. Give me some discussion about that. So there are two things on the table. It's not just Nasha. One, whether whatever should be combined or should it be separate as Nasha has it. The other is whether or not there should be a comma after well, and if so, why? Anybody? It's open.
I don't think whatever should be separate just because it's a compound word, so it should be like not as two words.
Yeah, whatever is together. I also checked it in Microsoft Word, and the spell check doesn't pick it up, so I'm pretty sure it's together. And which well are you referring to? Which well?
At the beginning of the next the sentence after, sounds great, right? As a matter of fact, there may even need to be a comma after sounds great. But anyway, sounds great, right? Well. Does a comma go after that well? Yes or no? If so, why? Why? Anybody? Amira, Jerisa, okay, Bakari and them logged out. Why?
I think it needs a comma after it because, you know, it's going like, well, and then it's explaining, like, this is why. So, I think that's why.
All right, we'll go back and forth between this page and the other one. Remember good little rule number 3. Use it to set off introductory elements. Now this is actually an option. Okay, if you look at under number 3, the second sentence. Okay, the first one, read it for us, Nasha. Read number 3, the whole thing.
Okay. Use a comma to set off introductory elements. As in running toward third base, he suddenly realized how stupid he looked.
Keep going. Read the next one.
Okay. It is permissible to omit the comma after a brief introductory element if the omission does not result in confusion or hesitancy in reading. If there is ever any doubt,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Keep going. Please forgive me.
Use the comma. Okay. If there is ever any doubt, use the comma as it is always correct. If you like some additional guidelines using the comma elements, okay.
Okay, great. So, is it correct or incorrect to use a comma here after the well? Because the well, in this case, is used as an introductory element. Is it incorrect or not? From based on what you read, just read, rule number three. Nasha, what did you get? You think it's correct or incorrect, and why? Nasha, hi Nasha, welcome. That you're in the right place. This is test prep. Use what you just read, Nasha. Nasha, are you still there?
Oh, yes, I'm still here. I'm sorry. I might have got my name confused with Nija. Can you please repeat what you said before? I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I will do better about that. I may start saying Nasha Smith, since Nija can be similar. I was saying, based on what you just read, is the sentence that starts with, well, the first 3 weeks of my vacation didn't turn out that way, out the way I expected. Is it correct or incorrect the way you have it, without a comma, based on what you just read?
I think it's incorrect. I think it would be correct to add the comma there. But at the same time, I think you can add one or not, because they said it's permissible to do that. So, you know.
Absolutely. The first thing I want everybody to know is it's an introductory phrase. You could leave it out without hurting the sentence. It could go, the first few weeks of my vacation didn't turn out that way, the way I expected. Okay, so it's an introductory element. It is not a long one, and in long introductory elements, you definitely want to set it off by a comma. In short introductory elements, you have the option, okay, to put it there or leave it out. You got it? And if you're in doubt, always leave it in, put it in, because you're never wrong, okay, in that kind of way. All right, and so remember, I'm hoping I put in the text chat these 11 comma rules. Please study them and study them, and I'll keep bringing you to them, all of you. That's a very important one, and that is rule number three, setting off introductory elements. The reason that I want you to know that one is because I want you to use a lot of introductory elements. I want you to vary your sentence style, and so you're not always starting the sentence with I have, he did, she did. You're really able to vary your sentence style, okay? All right, just a couple more, and then we'll shift to our number two site. Does everybody understand introductory elements in a sentence? Please type it in the text chat and make sure that you are still with me. Setting off introductory elements with a comma. Okay, let's stay on commas. Let's go to the next paragraph. The sentence that I like. I felt so finicky having these flashback reminders of assignments that I didn't have. That's really cool. It's a great, great sentence. A lot of imagery, a lot of use of the word. Felt finicky flashbacks is alliteration and it's cool. All right, now, comma. I felt so finicky, comma, having these flashback reminders. Why does a comma go there? Please defend it. Is it correct or incorrect? Nasha or anyone else?
It's an introductory, it's like talking about like why she was so finicky, so that's the introduction to the sentence. So I think that's why it has a comma.
It also has a comma there because it's a statement, I felt so finicky, and then comma to link it with the rest of the sentence instead of I felt so finicky, period. I had all these flashbacks. So there's a comma there because it's its own statement, and the comma links it with the rest.
What of the 11 comma rules can you find to justify that one, Nasha? And Amira, while it may be appropriate, it certainly is not an introductory phrase. If it's an introductory element, then that means you can take it out and read the rest of the sentence and it can stand alone. So that means it would be appropriate or okay to say having these flashback reminders of assignments that I didn't have. Would that stand by itself, Amira?
No, I was just saying that it's like introductory. It's an introductory statement is what I meant. Not a like for introduction. Like that could be the only sentence. I just meant like it's talking about why she's so finicky now, this is the beginning. I don't know. I guess I didn't really understand it.
Right. Well, no, you got 11 comma rules, okay, to really give you a sense of it. We've studied them before, and you got them again, okay? And your job is to study them and also to use them. And we'll play with it as you write. We'll use them here. It is not an introductory element in the sense that an introductory element, is something that's almost parenthetical and can be left off. It gives context, but it's usually an independent, I mean, it may be a clause or may not even be a clause, maybe a phrase. So the rule number three under introductory elements would not justify this. Okay, so that's all I'm saying. And I thought because you said it introduces, then you were referring to that. All right, Isaacar, jump in. The water's fine. Ife, jump in. The water's fine. Jerisa, jump in. What do you think? Should a comma be there? Nasha says yes. Amira says yes. Although Amira's justification is not there, and I'm wanting, okay, see what you got.
Okay, I'm on a little bit of a delay, but I think that comma rule two justifies it because in comma rule two it says use a comma as a little conjunction to connect independent clauses. And their example is, he hit the ball well, but he ran towards third base. So I think rule two justifies that.
Rule two is a comma and a little conjunction when you're connecting independent clauses. Yo, okay. So what are the two independent clauses here, Nasha? And what are the two independent clauses, Nasha or anybody else, if you are agreeing with her that rule two is the rule that you're going to use? You collect two independent clauses, a comma and a little conjunction. Where is the little conjunction, Nasha, excuse me, I will make sure I get that clear, Nasha, and where both the independent clauses and where is the conjunction, if you're going to go with number two. Hey, y'all don't leave Nasha out there hanging, okay? What do y'all think? We're looking at a sentence and we're dealing with commas, okay? All right, you got the one link, and that first link is the link to the 11 comma rules, and you'll be going back and forth between that link in terms of the 11 comma rules to the link of Anasha's writing of My Summer Vacation, and that's the link right there. So those are the two you'll be going back from. We're looking at the sentence, Mama Nabantu. Oops, wrong one. I'm sorry, I didn't link it. Well, what can I say? All right, let me get to it. There we are. My summer vacation. Let's see if we can make it work that time. There it is. All right, and we are on the second sentence and the second paragraph. And I'd like Abana Unique to weigh in on this, as well as Jerisa and anybody. Okay, Isaacar, you've been kind of silent on this as well. The sentence is, I felt so finicky having these flashback reminders of assignments that I didn't have. Does the comma, is it a comma appropriate for the comma to be there? And if so, tell me why.
I would say no, because that's one thought. I felt so finicky having these flashbacks reminders. Sometimes I didn't have. That's not two different statements. It's not like two conjunctions, but it's not two different thoughts or anything put together. It's one continuous thought. There's not two different clauses.
Okay, clauses aren't the only reason. Different clauses. We use them when we're separating independent clauses. We use them when we're separating dependent and independent clauses. We also use them when they're introductory elements. We also use it when it's subject of a direct address. If I say, Isaacar, help me out, brother. Would a comma go in that sentence? You probably wouldn't answer since I mispronounced your name. Isachar, help me out, brother.
Yes, because you said my name as a... Actually, yeah, you said my name and then a statement. So I think a comma would fit right there.
It's a same thought. You said it's a similar thought. Isachar, help me out, brother. That's not a different thought, and it's not a different clause.
It's a pause though. You're saying Isachar as the first thing you're saying, and then help me out, brother. It's not like Isachar help me out, brother. It's because that wouldn't sound right meshing it together like that. It's a pause, and you want your reader to pause at that area.
I don't know, man. Isachar help me out, brother. You know, defend it. Why not? Naja Brown, there should be a comma there, and you know, we got two things on the table now. We have I felt so finicky. Come on, come on, Nasha. Come on, Akila. Come on, Ife. You know, yes or no? I like that Isachar and is jumping out, and he said no, it shouldn't be there. I'm still wondering, his justification is weak. I'm pushing him on his justification, but I haven't forgotten the original question. This is about getting back into the school and getting back into writing. You're going to have to write as a part of the exam, okay? And so you definitely got to have the comma rules down pat. And part of that is knowing their function. We do not put commas in this school based on how they sound. You have to be able to back them up with the reason. Not it just don't sound right. Okay, you got to back it up with one or more of the various comma rules. So what's the rule, Isachar, of the 11 comma rules? You have the length that would justify me putting a comma after Isachar help me out, brother. Find that rule, okay? Do you have the link to the 11 comma rules? If so, please look there. Okay, look there and see if you can find a rule. You and your sister, who also believes that that's correct to have a comma there, prove it, defend it with one of the rules. While you're doing that, come back with me when you got an answer. Alright, back to you. Ife, get off the fence.
Okay, I'm going to think now that maybe it's the first comma rule, because from the example that they used, it says to use a comma to separate elements in a series. So their example is, he hit the ball, dropped the bat, and ran fast to the base. Okay, maybe it's not that rule either, but...
Oh, I was going to say, where's the series? Okay, go ahead. Okay, no comma there. No comma there. If you turned it around and said, having these flashback reminders of assignments that I didn't have, I felt so finicky, you could put a comma that way. I felt so finicky having these flashback reminders of assignments I didn't have. No comma. There. If you want, you know, it's almost like I think I felt so finicky because of these flashback commas. So I don't see one. You got to prove it to me. So take it out. You can find another reason to defend it, and I'll entertain you putting it back in. All right. Hope everybody learned something on that one. Okay. If you got a comma in there, you know, first draft, you can put them wherever you want to put them, you know, just so that you're rolling it. This is also, Ife, are you still here? Are you still here? Because you tend to put in an extra comma or two or three or four from time to time. Okay. It would seem like it because you're using having these flashback memories, we'll get more into what kind of clause that is and what it's taking the place of. But no comma. All right, let's see if we can take one more before we switch. Are y'all good with this? You learning anything? Is this a good review to get you back into commas? Everybody give me an Annie or a Debbie, or if you're confused and lost, I just got to get a little back from you right now. Yeah. Okay, Let's go down to y'all. Give Nasha some props for providing us this wonderful lesson, the material, so that we're not looking at something that's you know, in just in some book someplace. We're using our own students' writing, which is great writing too, and we've been doing that earlier this morning, and we'll continue. That's my preference. So mo, thank you, Nasha. What's the me either? Jerisa, help me out with that. Okay, I'll go on. You can type any difference. Let's take one more that Nasha has provided for us, and that is okay. Oh, okay, great. Last sentence before, here are some of my plans. So it is, however, like anyone else I know, colon, I don't like to stay bored. All right, so it's the next to the last sentence. So let's look at that sentence and tell me, is it fine? Would you add anything? I'm just typing it here. However, like anyone else I know, semicolon, I don't like to stay bored. Go for it. Change it. Some change, no change. Go for it.
I'm not sure. I mean, the semicolon seems fine there, but at the same time, I think a comma would do there too.
The semicolon rule is really a very simple one, okay? Unlike the comma rule, where there are like 11 different comma rules, okay? Semicolon rule is really simple. And, of course, the 11 comma rules aren't all that, because normally there are several of them that you don't come across anyway, okay? And we'll get those 11 comma rules. Semicolon rules are simple. You use a semicolon if you have a series of commas already, and like separating a list, like you were talking about in rule number one. If you have a number of commas, like the ball and the bat and the cat and the hat, and you also have a subordinate clause that you're trying to distinguish, then where you normally would use a comma for the subordinate clause, you use a semicolon so that it won't be confused as if that's one in the list. Other than that, you use it to join independent clauses. that is, if there are two independent clauses, when you normally could use a period, or you could use a comma and a conjunction. Instead of a comma and conjunction, you can use a semicolon. Okay, so the way she has it here, can everything before the semicolon stand alone, and everything after it stand alone? If so, then she's using it appropriately. So, however, like everyone else I know, will that stand alone? I know, Debbie. Okay, so then it's a subordinate clause. Okay, that means it's not the main clause. It's subordinate, okay, to the main clause. It's a supporting clause, okay? So, it's the only time a subordinate clause is going to have a semicolon is when it follows a whole list of series where you're using commas to separate that. Okay, so you wouldn't have a semicolon there. You would have a comma there. Okay, like everyone else I know, comma, I don't like to stay bored. Now, do know I really like, Nasha, how you are changing the variety of your sentences, okay? And so I want all of you to know that we're going to learn these because it really gives you freedom to write sentences that are not just duh, 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 and duh, 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 and duh, 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 okay? You're going to use subordinate clauses and gerunds and infinitives to make your writing combine sentences and to make your writing have a variation and not just put somebody to sleep. So I like that you're doing it, which is why the only reason you need to learn these. If you got simple sentences, then you begin with a a capital letter and you end with a period and you're done. Okay? But when you use compound sentences and use phrases and that kind of thing, then you're going to have to know how to punctuate them. So, you got that. That semicolon turns into a comma. Any question about that? Wow. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Ah, Isachar said there should be a comma after however. Oh, man. What do y'all think about that? Why do you say that, Isachar? And what do y'all agree with that? Coming up in here talking about it's supposed to be a comma after however. I said, Char, if you make a claim at Aya, you're bound to defend it, brother. So don't just throw it out there. If you throw it out there, then just defend it. Why should a comma come after however? This is test prep. You're in the right place. You got to write and you have to have your grammar together for your various tests. We're focused right now on commas and a little bit on semicolons. And at 2:30, you will have 2:35. You will have French and Kiswahili. So you're in the right place. Abena unique.
Okay. I'm looking for where the ruler supports my decision, but all my life I've known. After however, that's, I can't remember what it's called, but after you say however, you have to have a comma because it's a pause right there. It's one of those words, it's like however, although, contradictive, I think it is, word, like nevertheless, I think, or they're adverbs. They're common conjunctive adverbs.
You're right. They're conjunctive adverbs. So you're saying to me conjunctive adverbs are set off by commas? Find that. Do some searching. You got 30 seconds. 60 seconds is the most I'd give you. Find where a conjunctive adverb is set off by a comma. Let me see. Welcome, East Coast. You're in the right place. This is test prep. Right now we're focusing on writing commas. Welcome, Bakari. Welcome back. This is test prep. We're focusing on grammar as a part of your test preparation. Except for right now, instead of using a test on other people's sentences, we're using sentences provided to us by one of our older students. Welcome back, Akanke. We're working on one last sentence here and determining it's the second sentence in the second paragraph, I think. I'm not looking at it right now. It says, however, starts with however. It's a short sentence. And we're trying to determine whether or not however goes there. What do you say? While Isachar is looking to defend himself with conjunctive adverbs, what do you say, Abena Unique?
I didn't catch that question. Can you ask it again?
Because I can't type anything on anything. I can't type any messages on my chat box.
Okay, sorry about that. Please then use your talk now button when you can. And of course, Keela is giving some suggestion. All right, Abena Unique. The question, the sentence is there, and this is how Nasha punctuated it. However, like everyone else I know, I don't like to stay bored. And we were asking Isachar, and that's his name, we were pronouncing it incorrectly. Isachar says there should be a comma after however. We've already established that the semicolon needs to be a comma, but Isachar then says we need a comma after however. Do you agree with that, and why?
Disable something?
No, I do not agree with that because commas, they separate like sentences. Like most sentences have an independent sentence, an independent clause, and a dependent clause, and commas and colons separate those two. So however is not a sentence, so no, the comma does not need to be there.
I have evidence to support my theory. on this website, on the link that I put down there, web.cdn.edu. And it says on here, a little bit down, if you scroll down almost halfway, it says, when conjunctive adverbs, which is however, function this way, separate them from the rest of the sentence with a comma. In such cases, the conjunctive adverb needs a comma after it because it is a phrase appearing before an independent clause. Note the commas are used in the following sentence. Therefore, I will eat eggs. In other words, grammar is a useful skill. Likewise, all students shall embrace the sad little conjunctive adverbs. Meanwhile, the conjunctive adverb set pouncing in the corner. And however, we should not mock conjunctive adverbs. They're kind of funny, but yeah.
Moat. Very good, very good. Uh-oh, with two exclamation points. That's what I like. Oh, that's right. You take a position and you learn it. All right. So, no semicolon, Nasha, and a comma since it begins. Now, one other thing is there should sometimes be a semicolon when you are putting the conjunctive adverb in the beginning of the sentence. So on the same, page that Isaac R. has pulled up, the PDF file that you can indeed print out because it is a PDF file, right? If you scroll down to that middle section where it says, finally, sometimes conjunctive adverbs try to pretend they are full conjunctions and hook two independent clauses together. This is a sad travesty. They're not blah, blah, blah. In which case, you have to use a semicolon and a comma afterwards. Right? So you might study that. You're going to see this again on a quiz. You know, I just think this is a lot better way to do it if you jump in like that. Like, I love Abba Unique taking her stand. Nope. And here's the rule on that. Okay? And I love, you know, the Isaac R. saying, well, nope, I can defend my position on that. Like, all right, now we're learning something. Okay. All right, enough of that. Have you saved this page on conjunctive adverbs? Please save it. Okay, everybody, you should see a save icon to the right of the printer icon, and save it. Okay. All righty. So let's just do a quick review here. We have, so y'all tell me, what have, in as we focused on commas with Nasha's my summer vacation, we focused on commas and we focused some on semicolons. Tell me what you've learned. All right, that's the essay, just to remind you. Akake, have you learned anything or been reminded of something that you've forgotten before? Ife, have you learned anything or been reminded of something you forgot before? Same thing for you, everybody.
I learned about conjunctive adverbs and that there should be a comma after them. And I also learned that the third comma rule, the introductory phrase comma rule, the third comma rule, I learned that. And I also relearned that if you're going to add a semicolon, then the statement should be able, a sentence, parts of the sentence should be able to stand alone. And that's when you would add the semicolon. So that's what I learned.
Great, great. So is Nasha the only person that learned anything in that? Y'all already had that one down pat? Okay. We will see.
I know definitely I'm learning how hard the English language is for me. I know I've never been completely good with it, but you know, every day I think I'm learning something new about it. Every class I go to, and it's something that I've forgotten or something I need to go over or something I didn't have strong enough.
I've just learned how to from seeing what we were talking about. I just learned how you use
different commas or different sentences like differently. You don't like use them for all the same thing. Like they might separate different types of phrases that you might have, or an introductory sentence, or just knowing that type of stuff.
Dang, what happened? Okay, I got a frozen, and I'm not even touching the button right now.
I can hear you.
Okay, so I'm just gonna talk. I learned that there were common rules. I did not know that before, so I did save the page. I put it in favorites and all that stuff. I didn't know a lot about where to place in the calling, because it was like really informative, and I put that in favorites too. So I'm gonna look over them later, and I'm studying. I don't know what to do.
Hello. Okay, we're still hearing you. This is strange. But I still got your coming in the background. Let me see what we can do. Alrighty. We got something going on with the classroom here. Okay. That is weird. Okay, where it go? Okay. And mainly what happened is she's on Wi-Fi, and all that she was saying was kind of stored and was coming on the stream. She'd actually already not said it. Stop talking. And so it was buffered in. And that's why you got it. So that's why I just kept holding it down. All right. Please study the 11 comma rules. Okay. We're going to study conjunctions. With that too. But we'll also study semicolons. Right now, in the few minutes we have left, we've mentioned independent clauses and dependent clauses. I call independent clauses ICs, and so we're going to do IC and DC. Okay, DC meaning dependent clause. So, if there is IC, tell me if this is right. IC, DC. Independent clause, comma, dependent clause. What you think? Guessing is cool. An example of that would be I went to the store trying to get ahead. Oops, excuse me. And then there is DC, and I'm asking, is that correct? There's DC and then IC. Which one of those is correct? Guessing is cool, y'all. Guessing is really cool.
All right, I'm here. I don't know. DC. Wait, let me think.
Okay. IC and DC. IC stands for independent clause, and that's a clause that can stand by itself. If you don't quite know what a clause is, we'll define that. You can want you to just know that you can study that, okay? But you got a dependent clause and an independent clause, all right? I'm just assuming right now everybody remembers what a clause is. If not, we'll get to it. And a dependent clause cannot stand alone, okay? For example, in the sentence, trying to get ahead cannot stand by itself. I went to the store can stand by itself. So there is the rule IC, comma, DC, that is when there's an independent clause, which means that sentence that says, I went to the store, comma, trying to get ahead. Is that correct? Is it also correct, trying to get ahead, comma, I went to the store, and that's DC, IC, which is correct. Why? This actually is a sentence, Nasha. This is your sentence. I felt so finicky having these flashback reminders. Oh, it's close. Ifate, defend yourself. Or I assume you're still having technical difficulties. Akanke, defend yourself.
I am still having technical difficulties, but I saw the sentence and I heard you say to defend myself. I'm not exactly sure what I'm defending, but I do know that it's a dependent clause in the beginning and an independent clause that comes afterwards. Because the first one can't stand alone, makes it dependent, and the last one can stand alone, makes it independent, if you ask me.
So question is, do you put a comma when you have a dependent clause followed by an independent clause? Comma or not? Alright. Do you have, you're absolutely correct. It's absolutely correct. When you have a dependent clause, and that's followed by an independent clause, so the statement that trying to get ahead is a dependent clause. If that is in front of or followed by an independent clause, you separate it with a comma. But is the opposite true? The opposite is, I went to the store, comma, trying to get ahead. Same sentence, I just switched dependent and independent clauses around. So should I have a comma? Welcome back, Akila. You are correct, Amira. When I have a DC followed by an IC, you and Ife are correct on that one. And now what about when I turn it around?
I'm not sure I'm just kind of swimming on this one, but if you have an independent clause followed by a dependent clause, would it be a semicolon? I'm not sure.
Hey, I love you in the game. Guessing is good, sister. You know, there's nobody slapping your hands here. I don't have any rulers out. You know, I'm not a grummet. Oh, you got that wrong. Oh, nah, nothing like that. So glad you're jumping in. Hurt myself. You're absolutely right, Nasha. You do not have a comma when the dependent clause follows the independent clause. Okay? It just flows. All right? So if it's DC, an IC, then it's DC, IC. If it's IC, DC, unless you have parenthetical expressions. And we'll deal with that another time. Okay, but right now, let's just deal with IC and DC, independent clause, dependent clause. Okay, try this one. Correct or incorrect? IC, IC. Come on, y'all, come on. Fast, come on, come on, come on. Independent clause, independent clause. Correct or not? Then correct it. Give me the correct. You got two ICs connecting together, two independent clauses. Give me the correction for those who don't believe it's correct. There are two options. Very good. And they're right there. I know, Abina Unique, a comma would not work. A comma would be what's called a comma splice. Now, for those of you who plan to take the SAT, please do not just decide that this is boring, because 80% of your writing, of the writing part of the test, is not writing. 80% is arcane grammar. Okay, it's these rules, like them or no like them, you're going to master them. Okay, 80% of the writing part is not writing. Okay, yet that 6 out of 6 that we got, that Ishakar got, Ishachar got, which is excellent and great, only accounted for 20% of his writing score, even though it's called the writing test. Okay? So, at Aya, you know, we're going to make sure you know these. Okay? Alright. So, the if you're going to have an IC, you're going to have an independent, you're going to have a semicolon, or you have something like a comma and a small conjunction. And I'm using and, but it could be but. Alright? Now, where in the world are you going to learn this? College board. Okay. Great. You remember our online grammar textbook? There are two. I know some of you have not gotten your, if you have your Write 2000, it's in there. Refer to the section. If you have Writer's Ink, go there. It's there. I expect for you to study the section. This is homework on clauses, commas, two semicolons, three clauses, independent and subordinate, and how to join them, and conjunctive adverbs. Alright, those are your marching orders. Now, where in the world will you get that? Alright, who has bookmarked our site? Somebody I know has bookmarked the Guide to Grammar site. Okay. Put the link in the text chat. Everybody should know how to get there. Guide to Grammar site. Alright, if you go to, in the future, just if you just remember Guide to Grammar, it's the most popular one on the internet, so it comes up first in your search engine if you type Guide to Grammar. That's it, and you might go to the index and you will look up commas. Okay, it's all in the text chat for this time. I know some of you have been in and out. Now there's another one, and who remembers the other online textbook? We've got 2 minutes. Okay, that's the second one. The first one is from a community college in Connecticut, and maintained by them, and the second one is from Purdue University. Okay, both of them are sources. For those of you who don't have your book, if you have your books, then you can consult those. Okay, there's another little book. It's called Strunk and White: Elements of Style. It's a little classic. It doesn't have any pictures or anything like that in it, okay? But you might find that at a yard sale or something like that. But the two online textbooks can get you there as well as you saw earlier with Isachar. You can find other sources. Just make sure they're credible sources, okay? Any question? You're studying commas and the 11 comma rules. There's no question about that. Just prepare for a quiz on the 11 comma rules. Okay? You're studying semicolons, clauses, and in order to really get down the 11 comma rules, make your own sentences. And I don't mean just copy them from somebody else. Make them up, or you can see somebody else's sentences, but just make them your own. Better even still is hear how you're talking on the phone or to someone and just write that sentence down and then see how to punctuate that sentence. Because our talking is often very complicated and wonderful. And when we, because we don't know the grammar rules in terms of how to punctuate our own talking, we write differently than we talk. And I don't want you to do that. Okay? All right. With that, my friends, I will see you. You have a little bit of a break before you get to Mama your Pen Days class and Sankofa Word. Take a stretch, get the water, run to the bathroom, and get there in 4 minutes. All right. Take care. Save the text chat.
I appreciate everybody using this chat. Appreciate about with Tesla and grab our comments and semicolons and everything. And I'll see y'all in